WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are.
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can live, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing!
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Here on we're not even walking back. We're coming to the show. Wait, woo, screwed up the intro. Anyway, welcome to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. We're just gonna completely redo the intro because I fudged it. Go me. Yay. Hey, it's Thursday night. Is everybody excited? Having a good time? Happy?
Do you really want to redo the intro?
No, I don't. We're okay. Just going to go with it because I completely, totally cucked it. So let's just go with it. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night, and the Cowboys need a new kicker because they've missed two field goals and an extra point. Yay! We're presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Hey, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and you support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Hey, Lindsay, did you know it's September?
Is it September?
It's Subtember, where you get 20% off new and gifted subscription to the channel. Also, if you're a Dr. Lupo or Tim Tatman's former subscriber, you can use your subs here. It's cool. It's a thing.
I'm gonna claim that I was distracted by football.
Yeah, we're gonna just make that the reason. Also, you can use credit code Rockinsock or Linz M Ward in the Fortnite item shop this Monday for battle passes.
Battle passes and things, because there's a new Fortnite season coming on Monday, which I will be streaming before work, so everybody can tune in and check that out.
Where?
Twitch.tv/Linz Ward.
And I think that's where they can catch the event too.
Yes, I will be trying to stream on Sunday as well, so we'll see if my internet plays nice with me, but yeah.
Streamer gonna stream.
Streamer gonna stream, yo!
And she clapped some TTVs, by the way. Check our Twitter and Instagram for that. It's at Rock Radio Show for the Instagram. And at Wild Talk Radio for the Twitter. The clip's there. Go check it out. She clapped a TTV, y'all, for a win!
Yeah, one in a million shot. Never hit that again. Never, ever, 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 ever hit that again. But yeah, I clapped him and he was streaming when we did it, so, you know.
Even better. It's at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Ward, wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com, right here at twitch.tv/WTLive, and Lindsay has a topic she wants to talk about later in the show.
Yeah, we're going to talk about one of the big stories that broke this week on the back half of the show, because I need to scream about it. And the news is not the place for me to scream about it. The back half of the show is the place for me to scream about it. But we are going to jump right into the news brought to our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Because there are some other big stories we need to discuss.
Indeed.
And for those of you that live in Iraq and you missed it, AEW All Out. All Out, right?
Yeah.
Was this past Sunday. Well, I can't tell the difference. I don't know the difference between All Out and All In.
Well, you're going to have to... All In was the show that they produced before AEW was existed. All Out's the AEW show.
Okay, so there's not two. There's just the one.
Just the one. All In was the prequel to AEW.
Okay, well, I thought they did an All In and an All Out.
No. They have Full Gear, Double or Nothing, Revolution, and All Out. Those are their four.
Okay, fair enough. So, All Out was this past Sunday, and AEW made some pretty much expected and unexpected waves in the wrestling industry, as they have some very key signings that appeared this past Sunday. Daniel Bryan, a.k.a. Bryan Danielson, which we knew, has officially signed with AEW. He debuted this past Sunday. Ruby Soho, the former Ruby Riott, also has signed with AEW. She debuted this past Sunday. And in, I think, somewhat a surprise to everybody,
but not
Adam Cole.
But not really.
But I think there were some people who were speculating he was going to stay with WWE. Unfortunately, that's not what happened. Adam Cole, baby, officially debuted and signed with AEW this past Sunday. So really, really big, exciting news for them. Congratulations to everybody and AEW. Hopefully it is a fruitful and happy partnership. I would say that I hope they kind of like back off the surprises for a minute just to let these breathe. Because it's like you had Punk and then these three debuted like really close together.
You know they won't.
I know. But
they're not going to. But let's talk about the signings. Yeah, there is no more The Party.
Sad.
It is actually really sad. It's been a very entertaining group since the pandemic started. For those who don't know who the party is, it's Adam Cole, Cesaro, Xavier Woods, and Tyler Breeze. And they play video games on Up Up Down Down, mainly Uno and other things, but mainly Uno was their mainstay game. And they did it for 70-something weeks, which is amazing. And it was great content, and they went as far with getting their own Uno deck.
Yeah, right before Adam Cole left, they got an official Uno deck, and it sold out, which was huge news for them. They were all thrilled.
In like 48 hours or something like that, maybe even quicker than that. So that sucks. It sucks that he's gone, sucks that the party's broken up, but he's going to be in hopefully a better place. I hope.
I think we all hope, because he kind of talked about what they had pitched to him for WWE, and I'm kind of glad he didn't do it, because it sounded really kind of horrific. Like, they had wanted him to manage Keith Lee, which is certainly not horrific, but I heard something about they wanted him to cut his hair and wear an earring and dress as a gladiator.
No.
Okay, that wasn't right.
That was them mocking.
Okay, all right. That was them mocking Karrion Kross. Yeah. Fake news!
That was fake news. WWE, Up Up Down Down is a WWE property, because if you realize it, while Xavier Woods also created runs the channel, there are a lot of behind the scenes workers being paid by World Wrestling Entertainment, and it is a YouTube channel they own.
Yeah, I think he started it, but I think he either licensed it to them or they bought it from him.
No, he didn't. He started it with them. That's the misconception. He started it with them.
Okay, yeah. So, but yeah, it is their channel. They do, in fact, own it. And I mean, if Xavier wanted to, he could completely do something different. If he ever left WWE, like, basically Up Down Down would die, and then he could just, like, go do something else and easily rebuild that. But you wouldn't necessarily want to, because a lot of time and energy has work has gone into Up Up Down Down.
Trying to rebuild 2 million subscribers is a lot of work.
Yeah, so... It would be a shame if he ever lost that, but at the same time, he could rebuild it if he needed to. Not that he's going anywhere. But yeah, it's there were some, basically, I don't think Adam Cole was really feeling what they were putting down, and he said it was a relatively easy decision to go to AEW based on what was going on and the fact that all of his friends, you know, from the indies were over there. Not that he hasn't made lifelong friends in WWE, but, you know, the friendships are stronger in AEW, and that's just where he wanted to be right now. It's kind of something that, you know, we were talking about it before, where it's like, AEW will always be there. Well, WWE will always be there too. And I think he wants to go try his luck in AEW before he tries his luck with WWE again, if he ever goes back.
Yeah. There's no reason if you want to see the party in some form, if they can ever make it work, and it's just random happenstance that it happens, follow the Sweets live with a Z.
Yeah, because they could at least do Breeze and Spears and Cole.
Cole and Breeze stream every Thursday together. They're doing Halo. And Woods is known to just randomly jump in on things. So if you ever want to see them together, that's probably the only place that you don't tell anyone you know about, but you may see them there.
Yeah, so that could happen.
That's, you know, all depending. But Cole tweeted out a nice message that about the party, so it's on his Twitter, so there's that. So that's Adam Cole.
Yeah, and there's no bad blood there at all. It was a completely amicable parting on both sides. He just decided to go elsewhere.
Same with Brian Danielson, aka Daniel Bryan. He loves WWE. He loves Vince McMahon. That's how things go.
His one qualm supposedly was he just felt overprotected, and he did not want to feel overprotected. He wanted to be able to go out and do things and make choices for himself and not be held back. So that was one of the reasons he provided for signing with AEW. And I think also just to get everybody that he wants to get on the farewell tour, because WWE did try to work with him. They did offer him to be able to wrestle in Japan and wrestle in Mexico. Like, they were going to give that to him, and they just could not make it work, because I think a lot of the people that he wants to go against are in AEW, and they're just not willing to open that door to Tony Khan. Like, they're willing to do it for Japan and Mexico because they do have working relationships in that in those countries, but they're just not willing to open the door to Tony Khan. And also, a global pandemic does not help.
No, that has stopped a lot of things. Going, because LeMans brought something back about the gimmick they pitched. That's one person telling you a story. You didn't hear it from Cole. You didn't hear it from WWE. But if you remember back, WWE has done this with a lot of people in the past, made them a manager, and then they turn wrestlers. It's a thing they do. It's a thing they pitch. Doesn't mean that's the only idea they pitched. It's just one of the ideas they pitched. I just want to make that, like, a thing. Like, just because Dave Meltzer tells you something doesn't mean it's always fully accurate, or it's the whole story.
No, Ash, KO did not get released, but his contract is supposedly up in January, and there is speculation he's going to AEW. There is also speculation Bray Wyatt may end up in AEW, or actually the former Bray Wyatt may end up there, but we will have to see if that's the case, because he could go back to WWE, he could go to Impact, he could go to the Indies, he could go to AEW. He could really do whatever he wants. He's still holding the name on Twitter, probably because he has not decided on a new ring name, or he has not revealed his new ring name yet, and he's waiting to.
I think that's more the case than anything. It's waiting until the last minute, just like Brian did. Brian did it after he debuted. So
yeah,
it's not to give anything away.
Yeah, it's basically just kind of biding your time and waiting, but I don't think Wyndham is going back to WWE anytime soon yet, if at all. So we'll have to see where he goes, but, you know, a place that he could turn up would be Full Gear, because that got announced for November 13th, and his no-compete clause is up at the end of October.
It is. That got pushed 1 week from November 6th because of UFC pay-per-view airing on the same night. They pushed it back 1 week. If you would like a full recap of AEW All Out, go to cbradiolive.com or wildtalkradio.com. Grab the archive, the podcast, as of CB Radio Not So Live, where myself, the intern, and the jobber talked all things AEW for about 2+ hours.
Woo! Moving on really quickly to Impact. Bound for Glory will begin at a special start time of 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Saturday, October 23rd. So everybody tune in for that.
Kind of a late start, but we'll see what they
have. That's a weird start.
It's a weird start. I think they're trying not to go ahead against competition, but we'll have to see what's going on there.
We will have to see. And finally, WWE, some big news coming out of there. Miz has joined Dancing with the Stars, so he joins the likes of Stacy Keibler and Chris Jericho. I think those are the only two that have done it in being on the dance show, so we'll have to see how he does.
Yeah.
Very exciting for him. I don't think they've announced his partner just yet.
They've not announced partner. They have announced all like the 30 people. Or not 30 people, but all the celebrities.
You know, it's really weird. Seeing Nick Marks in a NFL commercial.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Like, the first time I saw it, I was like, wait, is that Marks?
It is Nick Marks.
And then he tweeted it out. I'm like, oh my god, Nick Marks did a football commercial. Cool. Very good news for Triple H this week. Apparently there was an incident last week that no one knew about. He has since undergone successful surgery following a cardiac event. So glad to hear that he's doing okay. Glad to hear that the surgery was successful. And we're sending all our love and prayers to Papa H as he recovers from that.
Yeah, that was not news you wanted to hear on yesterday. So it was like, oh,
that's terrifying.
That is terrifying news. It's one that makes you go, wait a minute.
Oh, shit. And for any reports out there saying why this happened, WWE has not officially released a why. It's just he has a condition that caused the event, supposedly, and they had to conduct surgery on him. So anybody that says, oh, it's because he had to give up power over NXT, that's crap. They did not release a why. They just said that, you know, there was an incident. It's since been taken care of and he's on the mend.
Anyone reporting that it's a, you know, a heart attack, this or that, you don't know, because the only person who knows is Stephanie McMahon and Triple H and his doctors. And no one else is going to tell you a thing. Everyone else is making up shit.
Yeah, so let's not spread false news. Let's spread the love for Hunter as he recovers, because that's the important thing. And speaking of recovering, Kushida is recovering from COVID-19.
Yeah, that's why he's been off NXT for the last few weeks. So hopefully he's improving. It seems like he's going to be on the mend and back on television here in the near future. So if you wonder why, oh, hey, that match with Roderick Strong got canceled, that's why.
Yeah.
So he should be back here in the next couple weeks.
Pat McAfee has also successfully recovered from COVID.
He has successfully recovered. He spent his 2 weeks
on Twitter
quarantining and at his home doing his radio show. And yeah, he's back. He was back in studio, I think, a couple days ago. So he's back and ready to go.
Yeah, so he will be on SmackDown tomorrow night. And last but certainly not least for WWE, Gable Stevenson has officially signed with the company. This is no surprise. He's been tweeting a lot about it. They featured him a lot. So
what's interesting about this, right? It's an exclusive agreement, and he's going to stay in school. It's the first ever NIL deal, which will allow him to join the roster while still defending his NCAA title for the University of Minnesota.
I think that was the only way that was going to go down.
Oh, yeah, but it's because of the new rules that they put out and stuff, so it's like, this can happen. Like,
so that's really cool.
Like, all the licensing and stuff like that, this is like, allow this sort of thing to happen.
Thanks, NCAA! We appreciate it!
So, yeah, for everyone saying, oh, the place to be is somewhere else, Olympic gold medal athlete, the best wrestler in the world, signed with WWE.
Dang.
WWE's okay.
They're fine.
They're fine. I mean, just, you know, don't we could sound some alarms, but people still want to be a WWE superstar, especially the best wrestler.
And with that, let's hit NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So, you just want to talk about it?
I need the 2-hour director's cut of the bachelor party. Oh my god!
Alright, tell everyone about it.
Alright, so this week was the bachelorette and bachelor party for the wedding of Indy and Dexter, which the wedding officially takes place next week. The bachelorette party was relatively tame. The girls went to dinner. They had speeches. It was a very classy affair. We were doing TikToks. And then Candace and Indy, you know, Candace basically gave her blessing. She's like, yeah, Dexter's not a bad guy. I guess I can love him. And so Candace and Andy decide, hey, you know what? Let's go spy on the bachelor party. Let's go spy on the boys, because that's going to be more fun than this. And so they bail on their party
to go to the guys. But I want to stop you right there for a second. So one of the things that happened, like, someone, like, her best friend or something flew over from Australia to be here?
One of the, I think, yeah, Cassie, I forget her last name. I think she's an NXT signee, but yeah, they had her fly in for the wedding.
I have a feeling she's gonna do something at the wedding. Just call it a hunch.
Oh, this wedding is gonna be a complete and utter shit show.
Yeah,
I will tell you why it's gonna be a complete and utter shit show.
I'm just saying, I just wanted to make that clear. Like, they made a point to focus in on her.
Mm-hmm.
Think something's up.
Oh, something's for sure up.
Anyway, continue.
So we cut to the boys, and they're in a limo, and it's Johnny, Dexter, Drake,
mm-hmm.
the zombie ref.
Yeah.
Who was the last guy?
The dude. What's his name? The dude.
The guy that won the breakout tournament. Or not the guy that won the breakout tournament.
But one of the big stars of the tournament. Odyssey Jones.
Odyssey Jones. There we go. Thank you. Yeah, they're all in a limo, right? And Johnny's like, what are we doing here? And he's complaining, and he's like, who's paying for this?
Who's paying for this? Who's paying for the wedding? I'm not paying for the wedding. I'm not. No, no, no.
Cue the person who's paying for everything. The door to the limo pops open, and we're going to the moon. Because Cameron Grimes is there with his wad of cash, and Ted DiBiase taught him a thing or two, including that, you know, you catch more flies with honey when it comes to your enemies, and doesn't hurt to, you know, butter him up a little bit, because Johnny brought up, like, to Cameron, like, wasn't he chasing you with zombies, like, a few months ago? And Cameron's like, it's all in the past. You know what, Dexter? I'm going to pay for your whole bachelor party. In fact, I'm going to pay for the whole wedding. Let's let bygones be bygones, and let's be friends. What do you say, buddy? And they shake hands.
That was a nice, tying up the loose ends of that. That was good.
It was a great continuity thing. I love that they did that. They didn't have to, but it's like, just for continuity, it's like, okay, all right, I respect it. And then we get the most beautiful 80s style montage of this bachelor party, where they go to a fun park, basically. I don't know how else to describe it. It's like an Andretti, but it's not. Where they're, like, doing go-kart racing, and they're putting bets on the go-kart racing, and they're playing, like, skee-ball, and laser tag, and all these...
Hold on, it was like, what, $10,000 for the winner for the go-karts or something?
Yeah, it was like, no, was it $10,000 or was it like $1,000?
I think it was $10,000.
Might have been that, you know, whoever wins the go-kart race wins $10,000.
And he was like handing out $10,000 to each person too?
Yeah, it's like he's handing them all money so they can all have fun and have a good time. And, you know, so they're all running around, they're all having a good time, and, you know, Dexter's with Johnny. And Dexter's being Dexter, and he's using his creepy ways to help Johnny win.
One, in the go-karts, Indy and Candace were there hiding in a car.
Yes, spying, because Candace's whole thing was like, you know, I might still have some spy gear that I didn't use that we could totally use here, and Indy was completely on board with that. So, yes, the girls were spying on the guys with the spy gear, but yeah. It's like Dexter, when they're playing laser tag, Dexter's like, you know, grabbing people and choking them out.
The best was the axe throwing.
Yes!
That's where it started. That's where the whole, like, bonding started, was with the axe throwing. And Johnny's just, everyone's missing, and, you know, of course Dexter hits it straight on because it's...
No, the best part was they're like, okay, we're going to do axe throwing. Does anybody here have experience with an axe?
And he just...
And the only one holding his hand was Dexter.
It's like an awkward thing. Yes.
Yeah. And he's like looking around like, am I the only one?
You are Dexter. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he shows them the proper form of the axe throwing.
Yeah, he like walks up, teaches Johnny how to hold it, throw it, and Johnny's like, all right. And then Johnny, they released a clip of it because they don't think they showed it on the show, but Johnny was playing skee ball and he couldn't quite get it done. He was missing, and so Dexter climbs up on the machine next to him and starts catching the balls and putting them in the 5,000 hole.
Yeah.
For the points.
And then Johnny does this awkward dancing and it's like, oh my god, this is so great.
And then they're playing laser tag, and like, Dexter is stalking people and like choking people out, allowing Johnny to like basically take everybody out. And of course, their team wins, and they're all excited, and Johnny and Dexter are going to high-five.
Hold on. He chloroformed a guy, too.
He did chloroform. I forgot the chloroform. I'm trying to remember everything he did. And it's like, no, he chloroformed a guy, too. That's right. And at the end, they're gonna do a high-five, and Johnny's just like, no, I can't. And then the ref's like, come on, man. He's not a bad guy. And everybody kind of turns and looks at the zombie ref, and they're like, you're Canadian?
Yes. That's the thing.
And so in the end, Johnny and Dexter shake hands, they high five, and Johnny's like, all right, you're not a bad guy, all right. And then the girls are excited because the girls roll up and they're like, are you spying on us? No, of course not. No, us? No, we're not spying on you. And in the end, it gets declared, we're having a wedding, and Dexter's happy. He smiles.
Dexter finally cracked Gargano's nut.
He cracked. And I love that she tweeted out the nutcrackers. Mm-hmm. And it was a picture of him and her. But this was the best thing I have seen NXT do in a really, really long time. And I'm sure everybody hated it because it was stupid as shit.
Yeah, it was. Drake and Odyssey Jones on the trampoline.
Oh, that was hilarious. Where he sent Drake to the moon because Cameron's like, I will pay you X amount of money to shoot him through the ceiling.
Yeah.
And Odyssey's like, okay.
Done.
But yeah, this was just so, so good. I loved everything about this, which means because now that Johnny and Candace have officially given their blessing on the union, that this is going to go to hell in a handbasket. So, so fast. Because either the best friend in quotations is going to mess it up, or Dexter's leading them all into a false sense of security, and he's going to, like, betray all of them. Or something else is going to happen. Like, something's going to just absolutely disrupt and destroy this wedding, because the Garganos are on board.
Alright, hold on. Is it Zop?
Oh my god, Dallas finally hit a field goal!
But that was too close for comfort.
Good for you. I'm so proud of you.
Like, he didn't even kick it straight down the middle. That was so close to the pole.
He almost doinked it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, I cannot wait for next week. This is going to be so ridiculously stupid.
It will.
And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. It's going to be great. It's not going to go, you know, perfect, but it'll work.
It will totally work. And this kind of like dominated the show a little bit. My one disappointment was that Beth was not involved in any of this.
Yeah, because they taped it over the weekend and well, she has kids.
Yeah, she has kids. But yeah, this is gold. This was all absolutely gold.
Kaylee Ray defeated Ember Moon in your opening contest. Pretty good match between the two ladies.
I was gonna say this was really good. I wouldn't mind seeing it again.
It has left Ember thinking of reevaluating things, trying to figure out what's going on, because she's been on quite the losing streak as of late.
Yep. She's kind of gotta look at things.
So we'll see what happens there. We had Carmelo Hayes take on Santos Escobar, with Santos getting the win.
I love the addition of the lady, Carmen. Her name's Carmen, right?
Electra.
I love her. I will learn her name very quickly. But yes, I love her because she picked up and she body slammed somebody.
Carmella.
That's what it was.
She body slammed Carmella.
And yeah, it was great.
So Malcolm Bivens cut a promo hyping up the new members of the Diamond Mine, the Creed Brothers. And the Creed Brothers took on two random dudes and beat them in a couple minutes, showing off the Creed Brothers. So the Diamond Mine is rolling on.
They're building him up. They're moving. They're rolling. So this is good. We're going to rebuild the stable because they fired everybody. So, you know, reasons. Okay. All right. Can we stop showing how old Tom Brady is, please? We get it. He's old for the league. Can we stop?
You mean how they're showing 4x3 video, not 16x9 for him?
Yes. And the fact that they're like, when they were kicking this game off, they're like, Tom Brady, 44. Yes, we get it. Okay. He's achieving more than people do in their 40s. I get it. Okay. You don't need to make us all feel inferior every time he's on our TV screen. Thank you.
Hit Row kind of promo on Legado del Fantasma, basically addressing Electra Lopez's debut. And now BFAB has a problem with Electra. And if you didn't know, now you knew.
I think we all figured that out, but thanks for telling us.
Io Shirai and Zoe Stark defended successfully their NXT Women's Tag Team titles against Casey Catanzaro and Kayden Carter.
Solid little match.
Gigi Dolin, JC Jane, and Mandy Rose attack Casey and Kayden after the match. So there you go.
Mandy had a face mask on for her nose to kind of sell her nose. And yeah, we're seeing those girls get more aggressive, which is good. I'm liking that we're seeing them be more aggressive and more forceful.
It is what you need. We've learned that it will be Kyle O'Reilly, Pete Dunne, Tommaso Ciampa, and LA Knight next week in a number one contender's Fatal 4-Way match for the NXT Championship. So the winner will fight Samojo for the title. We had different promos throughout the night with Tommaso and Kyle and LA Knight building up the match.
Okay, LA Knight's just going to die. I'm just going to put that out there right now. I'm really stunned that they're going to give this away for free, but that is a sacrifice that I'm willing to make, that I will sit here and watch it for free as opposed to watching it for free on Peacock. But yeah, like I'm all about this match next week. This is going to be really, really good. The promos were excellent throughout the night. And I like that we're just kind of, you know, oh, hey, look, it's Dan Quinn. Aw, hi, Dan. Aw. Anyway.
Mi Ying defeated Virginia Ferry in less than a minute.
And this was her debut.
It was her debut. Quick little.
She looked.
Quick little showcase.
It was a quick little showcase. She looked badass. She looked really good. We'll see her roll on.
And then the NXT tag team titles were on the line. MSK defending against Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. Pretty good match. Which saw MSK retain, and then afterwards, well, Ridge Holland, well, had enough of Lorcan and Burch, and him and Dunn laid them out.
They're heading their own way. They're their own men.
They are.
So, we'll see where this goes, but I like this. I like that you're just having it be Ridge and Pete.
Until it's just one-on-one, probably.
Yeah, until they decide they want to kill each other, you know.
Because, you know, that will be bound to happen.
At some point.
Alright, so before we go to break, this was the closing chapter of what NXT is, or was, and we're going to be into a new era, supposedly, next week. But you kind of saw what they're going for here. This was a good example. You debuted some new people, you put over some of the established talent, and you're still using your main eventers. NXT is going to be okay. It may look a little different, it may look a little brighter, but NXT is going to be just fine.
It looks like they're going to do a new set, because I kind of hinted at the set and some of the stuff that they showed last night. It's definitely going to be brighter and more colorful. They're getting rid of the dark gothic theme that they had for Karrion Kross, which makes sense because they kicked that off when he became champion the second time. And yeah, we're getting away from the black and gold brand. They are rebranding it completely in terms of a new logo, new color scheme. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. If they skew it a little younger, I think that's okay, because, again, they are taking it back to what it really should be, which is the feeder system for WWE. Because, ultimately, WWE, Raw and SmackDown, they need to pull talent from somewhere. And if they can't pull it from NXT, then where are they supposed to pull it from?
So
they are taking it back to its roots, but they have enough established talent down there that can stay down there and work with people to help build the next generation of stars up to have them go up to the main roster. So we'll see.
You're going to get some more roster changes. You're going to get some probably more firings at some point, to be or now. It's going to happen. But you're going to learn more about the brand and the creation of new talent and the growth of talent. WWE NXT is not in a bad spot. Everyone who's, you know, wrote them off, please watch on Tuesday and watch going forward. I want to watch you. Everyone change your mind. Oh my God, NXT was a pretty good show tonight. NXT was good. NXT was enjoyable. Because it's not going to be overcomplicated. It's going to be simple and straightforward. And that's what you need.
Yeah. And I mean, I would urge everybody to give it a chance. Like Rock said, don't write it off just yet. Yes, Karrion Kross was moved to the main roster. And let's see what it is before we judge it. Because I think everybody saw that it's like Vince and Bruce are going to be involved, and they saw the color scheme and kind of everything that's been going on. And it's like, oh God. And I think we all have those fears, right? All of us do. Because we've seen some of the ridiculous things that they've done as of late, and not everybody's approved of them. And it's like NXT was like that one place that Vince never really touched or interfered with, right? Like, it was Hunter's domain, and he built NXT into what it is as we know it today. And now they're going to redo it, supposedly at Hunter's encouragement, into something new.
And it's still Hunter's show.
Yes.
Or Sean's show.
Yeah, because Hunter is busy fixing SmackDown.
And getting better in general.
Yes, and healing. Yes, the important thing is that Hunter heals. We want you to feel better, Hunter. So please, 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 please concentrate, feel better. Put Sean on a nurse's outfit if you have to. You know, whatever works. Just feel better. But with that visual, Shawn Michaels in a nurse's outfit, we're going to take our first and only break of the evening. And when we come back, I'm going to scream all about the new Undertaker movie that's coming on Netflix for about 20 minutes. So if you're interested in hearing that, you don't want to miss it. You're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Available now. The Rack Extra reviews Madden NFL 22. Available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Get in the game now with the Rack Extra reviews Madden NFL 22.
What is the greatest of all time? Saturday nights. We decide from sports, video games, movies, and even the X-rated. You help us decide what is the greatest of all time. It is the Great and Great Debate, a part of your Saturday night
event.
CB Radio, Saturday night, midnight to Houston, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
Mondays. Once Monday Night Raw ends, join us for the Monday Night Raw post show.
Today I have something super serious to talk to you about.
Join us as we break down all the highs, the lows, and all the holy f*** moments that go down every single Monday night.
Exercise!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Do I have your attention now?
Streaming live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is no one better at covering a than CB Radio Not So Live. Join Sir Rockin, the intern and lone jobber, as they go all elite with their breakdowns of every AEW pay-per-view event. CB Radio Not So Live, available after every AEW pay-per-view at wildtalkradio.com and cbradiolive.com.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use support a creator code ROCKINSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Burn it down!
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Thank you.
back right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you are on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, or a sub from Dr. Lupo or Tim the Tatman that you have not used yet, and you would like to use it here for free, for 30 days, all you have to do for the Prime Gaming is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and subscribe. And for the Tim and Lupo sub, you can hit your little inbox button and you can subscribe through that link in your inbox. It's also September. If you just want to subscribe the regular way, well, you can get 20% off your sub for the entire month of September. So, you know, something to think about. But if you also want to follow the channel or just hang out and chat or listen to the archive, we are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on my space until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Cypher PK, Master's rank on Apex Legends, check. Now the real games begin. Manishi, his wife. Wish he tried this hard to master that, and it's a emoji of an eggplant.
Hey now.
And I love that somebody responded with the frosty, sex is temporary, gaming is forever. Well played, y'all.
Well played.
Well played. Close. Tim the Tatman, and it's a picture of him trying to FaceTime Tim the Tatman, and it's unavailable. Whips responds, there is no shot you, out of all people, tweeted that. There's no shot. He's upset. He's mad because they all try to call Cloaksy and he never answers his damn phone.
They all want him to move to Florida and such.
I thought he bought a house.
He bought a house and then went right back up to Jersey.
Oh, is that the house that Tim was talking about having the keys to?
Yeah, he has the keys to his Florida house.
Because I heard him talking about he has the keys to somebody's house and Whip should just move in.
Cloaksy's house.
Nice. Yeah, Whip should totally do it. But that's all I got.
Jake from State Farm. Still thinking about that apple left at the office in March 2020.
Jake, it's probably not there anymore.
Corey Graves, I hate to be that guy, quote unquote, but I will. While we're all usually more than happy to accommodate fans for pictures, etc., it's not cool to walk up to someone's table mid-meal to ask for a picture. Believe it or not, we're still humans too. Thanks for understanding. Baron Corbin, sorry man, I just couldn't resist you and your sweet neck tats.
Baron, why?
Garrett Kinney. QT Marshall in the pay-per-view semi-main event ahead of CM Punk, just like we all expected when AEW launched. Again, go to SteveRealLive.com, listen to Steve Real Not Alive. TNA Creative. Guess our offer to give Adam Cole the Impact Twitch wasn't accepted.
Ooh.
Miro tweeted, ask and you shall receive. Your nuts have been redeemed. CJ Perry, a.k.a. Lana. I'll redeem yours when you get home.
All right, now. Y'all.
What?
We get it. You're going to fuck.
They're going to bang, bang, bangity bang. I said a bang, dang, bangity bang.
I don't even think they're going to bang. I think they're just going to fuck. Like, that's just, they're just going to go past bang right to fuck.
But that is Tweet of the Week.
Okay. All right. So there is one more relatively gigantic news story that we did not put in the news for the simple pure fact that I needed to talk about this in a discussion. I put my foot down. I demanded we do this. This is on me, so I apologize to nobody for this.
She needed leg room. She needed to stretch out. That's why it's not with all the other news presented by MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. It's on its own. And this segment is presented by Creator Code Inlands M. Ward in the Fortnite Item Shop, hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding! Anyway, so a couple months ago, we reported that WWE and Netflix had kind of brokered a deal with each other, and they've been doing some different content. Like, there's a Vince McMahon doc coming. There's a couple other things coming between WWE and Netflix. What came completely out of left field on Monday was the fact that Netflix and The Undertaker made a movie together, and apparently nobody knew about it. Like, that man, for 30 years, just, he can still keep secrets.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but this just got kept under wraps. And on top of that, the New Day are in it with him. So
give officially what the project is.
Okay, so the official name of this project is Escaping the Undertaker, or Escaping the Undertaker's Mansion, something to that effect. I forget the exact title. But essentially what happens is post-retirement Undertaker goes to his haunted mansion that is full of tricks and traps. And basically somehow he has the New Day in this haunted mansion, and they have to escape him. And as if that's not enough, this is a pick-your-own-adventure concept, which means that the audience can decide how this is going to go as this film is progressing.
Okay, so it officially escaped the Undertaker. The Undertaker set a trap for the decorated tag team, the New Day, at its mansion. What they didn't know, the Undertaker's mansion is an extreme haunted house, packed to the brim with supernatural challenges. It's up to the viewers to decide the fate of these three poor souls trying to survive the wrath of the Undertaker. Premieres October 5th on Netflix.
I've never needed a trailer so goddamn hard in my entire life, because I feel like it's a cross between Saw and Scooby-Doo. That's what I feel like this is. That this is just some weird-ass cross between Saw. Because it's got the New Day, right? So it's not 100% serious. It can't be 100% serious.
No.
But it's got the Undertaker, so you know it's got some really fucked up shit in it.
Yes.
Because what I really, really supremely love about this, excuse me, is that a long time ago, back in ye olden 90s, The Undertaker was not a nice guy. He's not the man that we know him today. He's not the beloved gentleman, elder statesman that we know him as today. He set people on fire. He put them in body bags. He murdered people. You know, the norm, right?
He married people without the, you know.
Well, he attempted to marry people without their consent. That never actually technically happened, even though I would love that it did. Anyway, but yeah, he was not a good guy. He was not a nice guy. He was a really actually cruel, sadistic asshole. And they, over the years, got away from that with him. And they sort of let that sort of fall away. Like, they would occasionally reference back to it, but ultimately it faded into the sunset.
Into the darkness.
Into the darkness. The fact that you have post-retirement Undertaker essentially having a murder castle, and he just goes to it every day, or he lives in it, because this is where I have the conflicting, and this is where I need answers, because, okay, like, at the end of his career, they set it up that Mark Calloway, who is the Undertaker, technically, has this happy suburban life with his wife and children, right? Like, that's how they sort of pulled that curtain back, and we got to see it, and there it is, you know, and we all kind of already knew, but there's the official, you know, acknowledgement from WWE and Mr. Calloway and family themselves that this happened, right? That this is a thing, and this happened. So, like I said, the fact that the Undertaker in his post-retirement life has this murder castle, does he just, like, kiss the wife and the kids goodbye and go to it? Do they live in it? Like, are they involved at all? Like, just the concept of this is so stupidly on point for the character, but it creates kind of this really weird question about the family at the same time. And I know that you have to kind of, like, suspend your belief in this a lot because it's a movie and it's with a fictional character and certain things do not come into play, but it's like, at the same time, the way that they ended his career with pulling that curtain back, at least for me, it raises that question of wait, so is this like an extra house that he goes to? Is this where they live? Like, because the two screenshots that we have from it is one that you see on the technology screen if you're on Twitch, which is him sitting on the throne. They busted it out They went to the archive and they found it, and he's sitting on the throne in full Taker gear. And then the other one is like the New Day have found him, and he's standing at this like altar thing with like a hammer.
Oh, there's more than that.
Oh, I know there's more than that, because there's like a shot of New Day in like the dining room. Like, this is actually a really classy house too.
No, there's
this is a nice house.
There's a picture of him sitting at the wall in front of computers and stuff.
Okay, I was going to get to that. I need to talk about that too.
Okay.
But yeah, like this is a nice house based on everything we could tell. So that's why I have like a lot of questions about this, and I need the trailer to answer them, because I just picture the Undertaker like leaving his actual house. He rolls up to this house, he clocks in, he puts the hat, the coat, and the gloves on, and then he goes to work.
So what he tells Michelle is that he's going off to go golfing, and instead of going golfing, he ends up at the murder house.
I mean, that's the only way I can picture it. I don't mean to make light of it, but I don't have anywhere else, and I need everybody to understand that I am really stupidly excited for this. I cannot wait to watch this. I hate horror movies. I hate scary movies, but I'm going to watch the shit out of this. I don't care if it takes me 5 days. I'm going to do it.
And after that fifth day, check out the Rack Extra Reviews, Escape the Undertaker.
Basically, yeah, because we are going to review this. But yeah, the other side of this that I love is, again, because they don't play this into the character, especially towards the end of his career, like they kind of do, is how intelligent the Undertaker actually is. Mm-hmm. How psychological he actually is. The fact that they're hearkening back to that, and they're showing that he has this whole really high-tech, fancy setup that he's using in this house. That's so badass!
Yeah.
That's so badass! Are you serious? Like, they showed him in front of, like, all these TV screens, and I'm like, oh my god, they're gonna make him smart! They're actually gonna let him be smart! No, because I feel like a lot of times, like, especially there at the end, he just kind of got reduced down to being this, like, rest in peace, big, scary dude, right? Like, he didn't really get to have that psychological warfare that he was known for years and years and years and years and years and years and years, right? Like, that he would just fuck with people. And he was smart enough to figure that out and how to do that and get around everybody and, like, basically have coffins with people in them and all kinds of stuff. Like, this is the man that hunted Paul Bearer's ass down and went to his house to kill him, right? And tracked down Stephanie McMahon and kidnapped Stephanie McMahon right out from under Vince McMahon's nose.
From her bedroom.
From her bedroom.
Stephanie! You know, this,
like, that's that guy. So the fact that they have him, like, in front of these TV screens and he's got this setup and everything, like, that's so badass. I love that. Like, I feel like, I don't know why, but this is also some really weird love letter to the character, where it's this really, or not love letter, but like tribute to who the character really is. And I feel like in a lot of ways we're actually going to get to see the Undertaker as he really is as a person, like, because it's a completely different context than wrestling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we actually get to interact with the Undertaker as a person as opposed to a wrestling character. Because he's in a non-wrestling environment. Just like the New Day, we get to interact with the New Day as people and not necessarily in a wrestling environment as wrestlers. Not to say that wrestlers aren't people. They absolutely are people. Please treat them with respect. But it's a different mindset. If it's a different suspension of belief, it's a different just overall context than what we're going to see on the Netflix stuff. And that's why I'm really excited to see this, because I'm kind of hoping we get a little bit of lore. I'm hoping we get references galore. I'm hoping we get all kinds of stuff out of this.
It's going to be something to see. It's going to be a spectacle of some sort, which is all you can ask. It's going to, like, I envision, like, he has a trap set up like he's Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone. And the New Day are going to have to figure out a way to survive them. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you mean.
So it's going to be serious, but not serious at the same time. You know, it's gonna have a nice mixture of stuff, I think, that will leave everyone, you know, it'll fit the theme of the month, because it's hockey and everything like that,
Halloween and all that other stuff. Now let's talk about the other side of this. Okay, which, well, this is epic. This opens up a whole new really genre to WWE, because they had tried to do films in the past. They had some level of success with different franchises, like the Marine franchise was very successful for them. See No Evil was relatively successful. And then I think the 12 rounds at least the last one was somewhat of a success.
The last few, they did a couple, so yeah, they were somewhat successful.
And then they did some, like, true stories that were very, very successful. Now they're working with Netflix, and this is in conjunction with WWE Films, to put this together to do this. They are now opening up a whole new franchise for not only Netflix, but for the company, where you can take different characters in the company and you can put them in these situations, and you can do stuff like this. Like, especially for someone like The Undertaker, starting with someone like him, you would never think of this. You would never think of having him like this unless you write fan fiction. And then, of course, yes, you've thought about this many, many times. It opens up so many doors for them with the different characters that they have to show them in a different light and possibly expand on the characters that they can then draw back to later on in storylines. Like, they can set stuff up in these movies that it's like, well, you know, you could set up feuds, you could set up stories, you can set up really anything you want coming out of these, except for, of course, with Mark Calaway, because he is retired.
He's retired?
He's retired.
Okay.
He's got to maintain the house, you know? He's got two houses now. Anyway, but this is a really cool concept. And the fact that they can do this with their different characters, both scary and non-scary, I'm interested to see if this works. Because if this works, this could be big for them.
This is a really interesting test for them. We'll see if they can expand the franchises out to different characters and get people over. It's more exposure for talent. This is a big thing for a new guy, because it's like, there's one thing to be in the WWE world, but now they're on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's a different avenue for them. It puts them in a different spotlight than we've seen them in. Yes, they'll be very campy in WWE style and New Day style. Be very campy, but guess what? They'll also have the serious elements, and it's nice for them to show some range.
Yeah, and I think it's been long speculated that it's like people would like to see expansions on the characters, like something for The Undertaker that you could do an entire feature film on the actual character and take all the lore with the character and kind of tell that story and how that all came together, because there's a lot about The Undertaker that we know, but there's a lot about The Undertaker that we don't know. Kane's another one, Finn Balor's one, you know, where you could do stuff with Finn Balor and the Demon if you wanted to, if they bring the Demon back. Somebody else they could have done it with, but they fired him, would be Bray Wyatt. This would be like right in that bastard's wheelhouse. And of course, you know, they're like, yeah, no, we don't feel like you make us money, so bye! Maybe we'll see if they resign him. But yeah, this was the other thing. I was really bitter when I saw this, because it's like, Jesus Christ, you could do a whole Fiend series. You could do an entire Fiend, like, film series. Or Bray Wyatt film series. Escaping the Swamp. Escaping the Compound. Escaping the Fiend.
Escaping the Funhouse.
Escaping the Funhouse. Like, Jesus. The list, like, there's, what, 4 or 5 films right there? Just for him?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can't see my face, but I'm looking at the camera like I'm in the office right now. But yeah, I would be really curious to see, like I said, where this goes and if this is successful. Obviously, they're starting with a marquee name to kick it off on the right foot in The New Day and The Undertaker. And like you said, it's going to be campy. It's going to be silly. It's going to be serious. It's going to have some scary moments. But I think it's going to be cool, because it's like, part of me is like, so depending on what you pick, does that mean you can technically have The Undertaker win?
I mean, no.
But we don't know.
We don't know. Like, I would assume the all scenarios end up with either one of the members of New Day surviving or all of them surviving. I don't know if there's a scenario where The Undertaker wins. I don't know how these things go. Well, October 5th will come around. We will figure it out.
And, like, will they get mad at you if you let The Undertaker win? Like, that's the other thing. Are you going to get yelled at if he wins?
Right.
Like, again, we don't know. That's why this is so intriguing, and I wanted to, like, elaborate on this and discuss this further. It's just, there's so many possibilities with this concept and what it could be and what it means for really WWE. Because even Nick Khan was like, this is a new thing for us, it's experimental, and we're going to see how it goes.
Yeah.
Because people could really, really like it, or they could really, really hate it. We don't know.
But I like that they're taking the chance. It's different.
And again, it spells out, like, if this doesn't necessarily work, they could do other things with Netflix. Either docuseries or general series, because I've always said that, like, they had a missed opportunity with the Suplex City stuff that they did for one of the 2K games. where you could build an entire like Dick Wolf style drama series off of that with featuring WWE talent if you really wanted to. Just throwing that out there. Netflix needs content.
I mean, just call us up. Lindsay has ideas for days.
I do. I really do. And they're all shit, but you know, you're welcome to them. Just I want some credit, and by credit I mean financial. But I think that does it for us.
It does it for us. Yes. Football's still going on. We're going to the fourth quarter or something, I think, now.
Yeah, if you're still watching live or you're listening live, the Tampa Bay Cowboys game has actually been really, really good. It's really close. Cowboys are down by 2 in the fourth because they can't kick a field goal.
Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of The Rack right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night around 10:30, we're doing video games, y'all. We're doing video games, 10:30 p.m. Eastern. Following all that, it's CB Radio. You can also go to CBRadioLive.com and listen to CB Radio Not So Live, where we recap all out. So check all that out. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio is live, 10 p.m. Eastern. Go to twitch.tv/LindsayWoor on Sunday. She'll be hopefully streaming the event if it's DMCA free. But she'll be live Monday morning at twitch.tv/LindsayWoor to cover the beginning of Chapter 2, Season 8, and all the changes and all that fun stuff. Following that, Monday night will be the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can catch us next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of The Rack. There will be a Rack Extra Reviews probably available next Thursday if all goes to plan, so stay tuned to the Twitters for updates on that. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. It's Rack Radio Show on all platforms on social. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Rack Radio Show wherever you get your podcasts. That's Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, and now Amazon Music. Yay. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming, and in September, you get 20% off new subs by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners.
Buy your passes with the code.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LINSWARD, and don't forget to check out our very fine sponsor, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.